Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
46 minutes after 4, my family, that is your time here on Radio Pulpit. And we've got on the line Nomfeli Sombanga, who joins us from Mayine Development Institute. She is the, world-renowned, the most amazing teen coach ever. And so if you've just listened to that scenario as a parent will be very familiar to you, especially if you are a teen parent. And so I'd like to hear from you, my family, on our WhatsApp line, 0826572729. What have your experiences been? And I'm going to start, before we welcome Nomfeli on the line, with Shalom J's a comment, which says, "I have no complaints about my 14s. Your children's teen years is the fruit of what you sowed in them in their first 7 years." Oh no! Oh no! I want Nomfeli to listen to this, and so, you know, let's discuss some of the comments that are coming through on the WhatsApp line. I had a few elder teacher friends who gave me good advice and lots of books and seminars on childhood development. I also made use of Growing Kids God's Way parenting style and books by Gary Ezzo. So life with my teens is a breeze. I suppose being a friend to them and less of a parent in the teenage stage is also a plus. Nomfeli, so good afternoon, and thank you so much
good
for having given us
thank
your
you
time.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm really happy to be here.
No, we're absolutely excited. Finally, I've been trying to get a hold of you for years.
I'm so glad I finally made it. Thank you so much for your patience.
No, thank you so much, Sisi. We truly appreciate the work that you do, you know, in providing platforms of safety for our teens, you know, and platforms of conversation for teen parents. It's a difficult time. Let me start off, Nomfeli, so by just understanding the kind of work that you do. Why the passion?
I'm going to say it's a life gift and a life purpose and a path that I cannot run away from. And also, I've been a teenager. I've been a 15. And when I started, I really wanted someone who's going to be me, who should have listened to me when I was younger. So then I thought, okay, I can be that person for the next young person. And then that's how I created Teen Coaching. And then I later said, oh, hang on, we can replicate this and have more teen coaches, because there's more teens that require someone to listen to them, largely because, especially in our Black communities, we don't have a lot of places and platforms where teenagers can talk about what they're going through and not be judged for it. Or someone just explaining to them, what does it mean when a person has passed away in my family? Like, because we don't talk to our children, we kind of assume that we get older things. And yet no one has said, oh, actually your mom has passed away and this is what it means, and it's going to take this long. And then when they are sad and acting out and crying, they say, oh, be strong. And I don't know how we expect a 6-year-old, a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old to be strong. So then I thought, we need to create spaces where our children will feel like someone is listening to them and helping them to understand life as it unfolds for them. And that could be around academics, that could be around emotions, that could be around family things, and that could be around just making choices around friends and how to let go of the wrong friends and having the courage to step away from peer pressure. It can be a lot for teenagers.
Right. So earlier, my family, if you've just joined us, 10 before the top of the hour, we played you a scenario mapping. It's a video scenario mapping, teen driving plan. And it's talking primarily about parent-teen communication. One of the biggest things around teenage years, you know, one of the biggest roadblocks between parents and teens is the trust issue. And for whatever reason, it's such a difficult place to navigate. So I want to come back to Shalom J's comment that says, in fact, you know, your children's teen years is the fruit of what you sowed in them in their first 7 years. I don't know. Maybe let me not give my opinion, because no, I don't know. What are your thoughts around that, Sis Nomfeli?
I agree. And I speak about this quite a lot, in the sense that if, there's there's a certain stages of a child being born, if people remember correctly. The first few minutes when a child is born, the nurses or the doctors or the housewives or the midwives will take the baby and keep that baby on your chest so that they build a connection with you and be in that safe space, right? And then we are taught that this child stays with you for at least a month and more and more and more and more. And then the second various stages of growth that will speak to different growth milestones, how when they walk, when they talk. And then we forget the emotional growth milestones, because what we then tend to happen, we get too absorbed with having to make a living for them. Nothing wrong with that. But we tend to get to the point where we get so used to being away from them that they don't have any emotional connection with us because we're always away or we're always busy. And when we do create the time, we get caught in reprimanding and correcting and instructing, that we don't create the space for tangible emotional connections. By the time we wake up, they are 12, they are cheeky, they are something that we don't know, because we don't know how to build an emotional relationship with them, because we've largely been focused on being instructive and. So the best time to pay attention to your child is from zero up until they're 9 years of age. If you press your presence there, and emotionally and physically, it becomes better and easier to parent them when they're teenagers. If you only wake up when they're teenagers, you have to go back to ground zero before you can have any tangible relationship to them. So definitely what you do in the younger ages impact what you're going to have when they go older.
Sure. That is such a hard pill to swallow. I was ready, literally, to disagree with Shalom J, and she's got you in a corner right now. So let's maybe then talk to those parents, Nomveliso, because, you know, I mean, look, nobody goes to school, right, to become a parent. Of course, you can read, you can empower yourself, etc. Some, you know, some people just don't have the luxury, you know, of educating themselves. Lots of things happen around that time in any adult's lives, right? So in case a parent has not had the opportunity to, you know, equip themselves with this knowledge, they've now woken up to a teenager, as you describe, that is hostile and difficult to deal with. How do we reverse? Is it even possible to reverse that those years lost? And then what should a parent be doing to try and catch up?
So one of the first or the best things to do is to try and build a connection based on where you are at that particular moment with your child. And that largely means creating the time for you to connect to them. So sometimes how parents know they're in trouble is when they realize they've been fighting all the time with their teenagers. Once you see that you're caught in a cycle where you're always fighting about chores, always fighting about little things and even big things all the time, then you need to say, hang on, something is not right in this relationship, which means then you have to be the one who manages your emotion to not fight about things and go to a connecting point. A connecting point could be as simple as how they laugh when you cook spaghetti and cheese, and you use that as a connecting point. Or a connecting point would be you sitting together and listening to music together, or you asking them what they like, what their hobbies are. You know, like how you get to know a person, you learn about what they like, their hobbies. If they play sports, you go watch them play sports. If they have friends, you invite their friends around where you cook for their friends. That way you get to know who should surround and themselves with, you know, their friends. That way you get to understand your child a little bit better and what informs how they think, because often the friends then would have closed that gap that is coming from your absence. So you use connecting points based on where they are, and as far as possible, you try not to be caught in a reprimanding space all the time. This also speaks to a term like stepfathers and stepmoms, where you've got a new blended family that you're building on, and you find that you are clashing with this new baby all the time. The best thing to do is you cannot reprimand a child who doesn't know your love. They need to know your love first before you can start reprimanding. And once you get caught in reprimanding all the time, you've got to stop and find your connecting points.
Sure. Nomveliso Mbanga from Mayine Development Institute is our guest this afternoon here on Radio Pulpit, My Family. It is 4 minutes before the top of the hour. We've just got 4 minutes to deal with two very critical matters. Nomveliso, you are like the national aunt, right? You're like you're like every mom's aunt.
Yes. I'm the other co-parent in the country.
Tonga ungumagazi othembekileyo, you know? And you get to spend so much time with young people. Nomveliso, so what exactly are teenagers looking for from their parents during that stage of their lives?
They're looking not that you see them, even when they're not doing everything right all the time, but they do want you to see that one right thing that they are doing, and you're validating that. It could be a horrible week or a horrible day, but they might have washed the dishes that particular day. And you say, no, actually, I've seen that you've washed the dishes well done. There was one boy in one of our boys' camps who said, I know my mom is having a rough day at work. And I opened the dirty clothes. And she didn't see that I actually opened up water for her to relax, and I made her favorite tea. Yes, the sink was dirty because I was trying to do this thing for her first, you know. So sometimes they want you to see their small attempts, or them trying to make your life a little bit easier. Or the fact that, you know, you've never said that their eyes are beautiful. And those are the eyes the other kids are creating jokes about. And you've never commented about those eyes in a positive way. Because once you comment about those eyes in a positive way, it removes every other joke the kids have ever said about it, you know? So sometimes, also because we are growing, because your child at 8 or 7 is different from your child at 13 and 14, they grow slightly bigger. They've got sometimes bigger boobs or smaller boobs. And they're very sensitive to how they look. So at that age, they need that validation that, oh, you are authentic. You're so beautiful today. Oh, you know, you've done your hair so nicely. Oh, how did you learn to do that, you know? Because then you see them and they attempt to fit into this life thing. And sometimes that's all they need. And sometimes you seeing them makes everything else okay. It's including that drama parents get caught up in, where you're fighting all the time before they get to school. And I often say to parents, some days, just act like you don't see the mess. Hug your child before they go to school and tell them how much you love them and let it be. Then afterwards, you can talk about the day-to-day issues. It doesn't have to be a fight and a thing all the time.
I can literally hear my own, what's the right word? my prejudice literally being fried in fire right now. Because look, I mean, as adults, what we really want from our children is for them to learn order. The last thing we want is to produce, you know, disorderly, non-law-abiding citizens. You know, we want them to have a concept of order. Finally, Nomveliso, how do parents do better? And I'll tell you how I'd like us to deal with this one, because it's exactly 5 o'clock. We need to cross over to the news. I'm going to ask that you drop us a voice note, right? And just help the struggling parent, right? How can they do better? First of all, what are some of those common mistakes that parents have made, you know, in their parenting journey that you've observed, right? And how can parents do better? You know, we want to know, how can parents best parent their teenage children? Also considering the fact that there are some parents who met their children, who adoptive parents who met their children, you know, after those developing years of their lives. So let's talk to those parents, because Betunana, we want to build this nation, and certainly we want parents who are going to be a little bit happier. Yeah?
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll send you the voice note.
And before you do that then, can you then tell us, where do we find you? How do we get hold of you?
I'm all over Facebook.
Yes, you are.
I'm Teen Coach Nomveliso, and thankfully for now, we are the home of teen coaching. So if you type teen coach, you'll come up. So definitely on Facebook, and on Facebook there's a WhatsApp number there, and I'm always there to respond. So definitely that's the space to find me.
Fantastic. Appreciate your time, Nomveliso, and thank you so much for your wonderful work. May the Lord continue to bless you, and we look forward to that voice note, which we will certainly play. My family, just before we cross over to Dwayne and the team on the other side of 6 o'clock, if you're a parent and you've just been listening, that was specifically and especially for you. It's a minute after five. Let's cross over to the latest in the news.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring 24 hours a day.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.